This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. This week we're going to review It Chapter 2 for you. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Straight into it then, from this Andy Muschietti-directed sequel to the 2017 smash hit It. 2 years later, this one stars Jessica Chastain, James McAvoy, Bill Hader, Isaiah Mustafa, Jay Ryan, James Ransom, Andy Bean, and of course Bill Skarsgård as Pennywise the Clown. It's 169 minutes long.
Bloody hell.
The budget is somewhere between 60 and 79 million, though I've heard it read, or seen it read, I should say, as 70 million in a number of places. So it's double the budget of the original film.
Sure.
It has received mixed reviews at this particular point.
Mixed, you say?
On Rotten Tomatoes, the film holds an approval rating of 66% based on 245 reviews. And on Metacritic, it has a current score, 59 out of 100 based on 47 critics, which indicates mixed or average reviews. Mm-hmm. It's thus far made $76 million as we record on Saturday night States time, so it's too early to say whether it's going really well, but probably not as well as its predecessor.
No.
Wayne, what is It Chapter 2 about?
Well, the heroes of the original It are known as the Losers Club. It Chapter 2, then, features the same group of young actors as the original film and also adds older versions of these characters who are now in their 40s.
27 years later, so they're all around about 40.
Exactly. Set in 2016, you will recall that in the first movie, which I did not for a while, that the Losers Club defeated Pennywise, the demon clown thing. And 27 years have passed now, and okay, only Mike remembers what happened. Like bad nightmares. The other crew, they've kind of forgotten. They barely recall that period in their young life. And now that Pennywise is on a prowl again, hunting children and other vulnerable people, Mike gets them all together, and they got to get like banding up and defeat Pennywise once and for all. That's the film.
That's it. Wayne, you are not the horror film fan, as anyone who listens to the show knows.
Absolutely.
But you did really dig the first one. If it didn't make your top 10 for 2017, it was very, very close.
I think it did make it because it was a good movie.
What then did you think of the sequel?
Well, I'm sick of saying this disclaimer where, look, I hate horror films, but, okay? So I'm just going to do it anymore because I fucking
hate that anyway, yep.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Look, this one was not total shit, but but I did not like it.
Okay.
I did not like it. This is nothing but a bad time, this movie, in my opinion. That's right. Okay, because the film starts with this brutal and horrible hate crime.
Yes, that is pretty full on.
Yeah, and then it's like also, you know, there's some domestic abuse. It's very, very dark when it starts, right?
Look, it's by the way, non-spoilers, but we will have a spoiler distinction for this particular film. Everything you're talking about, though, is in the first 20 minutes of a three-hour film, virtually.
Right, that's just like, we'll get to the three-hour thing in a minute, all right? But maybe those scenes are meant to show this is a more mature horror film, except that I think the director doesn't deal with the ramifications in a sensitive way, like a dramatic, sensitive way. It's like their real trauma is given the same consideration as like, you know, like scares, jump funhouse horror type scares, which kind of, for me, cheapened it. And I think the fact that they're not kids anymore means the stakes are lower. I'm sorry. It feels like the stakes are lower because...
I see your point.
You know, for that, and that's fine, but I mean, that's my first... What did you think? I'm actually interested because we said nothing after the show, and purposefully I'm like, I don't even know if you're liking this or not. I imagine you like it more than me, but...
Probably. I think it's probably fair to say. I actually told my fiance that you enjoyed this. I thought you liked it enough. I know you didn't love it. I could sense that about your reaction to the film. And to be honest, I'm right there with you. I think... this is the latest evidence that 2019 is fast turning into the worst year in cinema since we started this show.
Really?
We are two-thirds of the way through the year, and my top 10 films are really, really average. And It is another, I have to say, it's a disappointment.
Yeah.
It Chapter 2. I loved the first film.
So
I've seen it three times. I have it on 4K. This film, it is too long.
Oh, it's how long was the first one? Not
135
like this, right?
Minutes.
This is
2 hours 15. This is an extra 35 minutes long.
Too long, man. Right. And when you told me that on the way there, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I was like,
and we did see it in gold class, so as to mitigate the pain, and that worked quite well. But I have to be honest, in the second act, I was struggling to stay awake.
So was I.
It's really, we'll get into it in the spoilers because that would cross the divide.
Yeah. There's
as
a certain,
to why, what's going on.
There's a moment where the movie just fucking hits a wall, from my opinion, and it just crawls.
And more importantly, and here's my big gripe with the film. It's not frightening. The first film was unsettling.
Yeah.
Even for a horror film fan like me, there were moments in it where I got a little bit of a shiver.
Hmm.
I wasn't ever frightened, but I got like, oh, that's unsettling. Like when Pennywise falls out of the fridge and comes charging at Eddie in that scene in the abandoned house in the first one, I'm like, that's gold horror filmmaking. It was brilliant.
Do you know, you remember the bit where Pennywise, for some reason, he just grew outsize and he was like
coming out of the steel
over them?
Yes.
Yeah, that to me freaked me out because it looked really freaky.
A lot of people call that scene the scariest.
There's none of those in here. Or at least there's a lot of special effects.
There is a lot of special effects. And it's very good. I thought the special effects, other than a notable scene early on, which we'll talk about in spoilers. Mm-hmm. But other than that scene, I thought the special effects were very good. I thought the film looks excellent.
Yeah.
I think the cinematography is very, very good. The transitions between then and now are phenomenal.
Can we assume it's the same director?
Yeah, it's Andy Muschietti.
Okay.
Same guy. Guy did Mama about in 2013 or 11 with Jessica Chastain as well.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a really accomplished filmmaker, but he seems to be going back to the same well, no pun intended, over and over again for his type of scares, which is let's have some demonic, horrible-looking thing charge at the character and therefore the camera. And it just happens again and again and again. And Pennywise pops up in different, let's say, skins or in different forms.
Yeah.
There's only one or two that are really creative. Others are just variations of the same thing. And it just gets tiresome.
It does. It was a tiresome movie.
Whereas the first one, he never wears out his welcome. He's used, I think, exactly the right amount in the first film. And when he pops up, there is a dread attached. In this one, it's like, yep, why don't you jump up and scare them? You know, which leads to my second major complaint. Pennywise seems to only kill people when it narratively suits him to do so.
Like what?
It.
Really?
Like, there are so many opportunities where he could have killed one of the losers in this film early on, and he doesn't.
Yeah.
And I don't get why that is, given that he has identified the losers now. The first time around, it's okay, because there's a thread of he likes to terrorize them enough so that it changes the way they taste and blah, blah, blah. But in this one, he knows they're a threat.
Yeah.
Right? I say he. It knows they're a threat.
Yeah.
And yet he doesn't dispatch them as soon as it can. And that bothered me no end.
Something was just missing from this show that the other one had. Like, the other one was a lot tighter, obviously, but the moments that were there seemed to ring a lot truer. This one seemed to be almost, like, I'm no, obviously, doyen of, like, horror movies and shit like that, but I knew when the jump scare was going to happen. And I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a little secret.
Please.
Every time I see one coming, I was so good at placing when it came that I saw the reveal, nothing, 3, 2, 1, I would wink my eyes and then the boom would happen. And then I opened it up again and saw what it was, but I didn't get the moment. That's how I will watch horror movies from now on. In fact, no, I won't be watching horror movies.
Well, you will for the show.
I don't know. This is enough to turn me off, but go on.
There'll be big ones, I'm sure, coming. Nothing this year, you can rest assured. But for future reference, I'm sure we'll get some big ones. But anyway, look, the point is, let's talk about some positives before we get into spoilers. I thought the real upgrade in the gore was welcome for a hard R horror film. The first film has very few really gory parts in it.
That's what I liked about it.
Generally cuts away, with the exception of Georgie's death in the first scene, where his arm gets torn off and there's this big trail of blood. There's relatively little gore in that film. This one, they've just gone, you think you're okay there, and there's blood splattering everywhere. Kids get killed. Their blood splatters across windows and stuff. And for a horror fan, cool stuff. Really like that part. I think the meta references to Stephen King himself were excellent.
I would only know if you told me, which you did.
Yeah, so it's widely renowned that Stephen King doesn't write good endings, and Bill's character gets repeatedly said over and over and over again how shit his endings are.
Yeah.
Then I also thought the cast were very good. To a person. There's not a weak link in this cast.
No, I would agree.
There's no one on this screen who I went, oh my God, they're awful. They're a bad actor. Like, everybody's nailing their role. With particular attention to James Ransom as Eddie.
Yeah.
And Bill Hader as Richie. I think those were the two standouts.
I would agree because obviously you're talking about the casting because that's probably
they look amazing.
That's the best casting I've probably ever seen. I would say the person who leads
in terms of what the kids were to the adult version.
Yes, I think James McAvoy doesn't look like his child, but that's the only one.
Yeah, a little bit, but I still think it's okay. I think even Ben has a similar facial structure, but obviously he's much thinner.
Which one was Ben?
The kid who was fat and now he's grown up to be a hot looking dude.
Yeah, no, that was the best one because he is like, he's something like that kid, like a thin version of that kid who's tall now.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, I mean, that was the best thing about it, I reckon. And like you said, not a weak link.
And I think they're all good. In fact, the African-American dude who plays Mike, he's the Old Spice dude from that meme where he's going,
he's just that nod. Is he that guy?
Yeah.
Oh my God. They should have built him that way. I'm on a horse. I didn't know that. He's a good looking man.
Yes, he is. I mean, they're a good looking cast as a general rule. So I thought that part was really, really good. I thought some of the creature designs, as much as I've said they're similar, they're quite imaginative. And as I said, I think the direction itself in terms of the camera movement and the shot selection and the like, I think Derry came alive as a sort of really dilapidated, down place. I bought all of that. Yep. So the technical side's good. I think the real problem here is the script.
Yes.
Basically.
I agree completely. The first It was such a success because it was essentially a coming-of-age film.
Yes, it had layers. Bits. It had layers.
Exactly. This is, now that they're older and stuff, like they were playing like metaphors for self-reliance with all this shit like that in the beginning. That was an interesting show. This one is just sort of, it's regressing the adults into a childlike state, which is not interesting. Well, it would be better if they could handle it differently. I know it's different to the book and so on.
Yeah, whatever. Well, that's it. I'd like to compare the book to in the spoilers. I don't want to do that in case we ruin it for people who've yet to see the film having just opened. And the other thing is quite a lot of nods to other horror films with a particularly strong one, not just to Stephen King ones like The Shining because that's there, but to The Thing. There's a really huge moment where they're playing on the
thing. Yeah.
You even laughed out loud. Even you got it.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
So that's really what I wanted to say about filming the non-spoilers. Anything else, Wayne?
No, I think...
Without giving a score yet, recommend or not recommend?
No, I hate this movie.
Okay, wow, I hate it.
I hate it because it's so depressing and I had such a bad time and it was 3 hours long.
Yeah.
Well, and I was like, this has turned me right off that whole franchise.
Okay, well, that's it. It's finished. But anyway, if you're a Stephen King fan, if you're a horror film fan, yes, see the film. If you're none of those two things, don't bother.
Yeah.
Would be my basic.
But It I could recommend to a not Stephen King fan if they like horror.
Yes. No, It is a far, if we haven't made this clear, It, the first one, 2017, is a far superior film.
Totally.
All right. That's our basic review, non-spoiler review of It, Chapter 2. Let's get into spoilers on the other side of this. Okay, free for all. If you're here, you've seen the film, or you have no intention of seeing it at all. So all the losers live except Stan, who kills himself at the start of the film, rather than face up to the horrors of Pennywise, and Eddie, who gets killed in the climactic battle, which is book accurate.
Two, is it?
Yeah, both of those two things happen in the book.
Okay, to be fair, if I had been more, like, had thought about the first one more walking, because I had problems for the first, like, third of the movie, going, which one is the kid again with that? Because I couldn't remember the first cast. So I'm like, who's
this guy?
You did
actually say at one point, is that one, this one, this one?
Yeah, and you're like, no, asshole, it's this one. So there's that. So I think I was already struggling with that, right? And plus the horrible shit that happened at the beginning, right? So,
well, speaking of, so we have this hate crime, yeah, which is...
Is that in the book?
I honestly don't. But maybe. I don't know. Maybe I don't remember that part. But that was a very effective opening. That said, I can see some people getting very upset with that as a way to open the film.
I was really upset with it. I was like, fuck, I don't like this at all.
But I think it set the tone. I think that's what it wants to be, this disturbing,
that's what I wanted to ask
difficult
you.
Film.
Whether or not he wrote that in the book, he clearly has like, that's the device. They're having this horrible thing happen. Because what happens is, obviously, you know, there's a gay bashing and then like one of them gets thrown over a
bridge.
They're
effectively going to murder him.
They get murdered, right?
Had even Pennywise not been there, the chances are that guy would have drowned.
Yeah, so then Pennywise picks up the dead, the dude who's been thrown over and then kills him by biting his heart or whatever, right?
He bites into his shoulder
or something, tears off half him up. Yeah. So the point I think we're making there is, hey, Pennywise now kills adults. Is that right? Or is it just Pennywise is back and I'm killing everyone?
I don't know if Pennywise only ever just killed children. It's just that he's targeted the Losers Club at that point in time. And look, he does tend to kill children. There is some throwaway line or two in the first film which explains that. But then there are also things like when he organized the burning in that warehouse and lots of adults died.
Okay, good point.
So he'll kill whoever he can kill, in effect.
All right.
And the murder rate of Derry is, what was it, 15 times or 20 times the average and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no one seems to give a fuck, by the way, when all these people die. You don't ever see, like, police. I know it's not the point of the film, but...
Well, two things about that scene. First of all, that shot where all the balloons were floating past was beautiful and it panned up and they're all coming off the bridge. That was
wonderful. Was cool. That was cool.
But, like, all right, so the lover who's left alive, he saw Pennywise and he saw him bite into his partner.
Exactly.
And we never see him again.
Well, maybe he was beat so bad, he's like, did I see things? I don't know.
I know, but we needed it.
I know.
The film's long enough, but we needed that. Something to explain how he talked that away?
Yeah.
Because why is that not a
exactly. plot point? Because then it's just for our benefit, which means it doesn't fit into the movie as well. So that's an issue.
In the book, two other characters are completely written out. Well, not completely, other than their intro scene. So Bill's wife is a major character in the book.
Is she?
Yeah. She follows him to Derry to try and save him / whatever.
Really?
And she just disappears after being critical of his writing at the start of the movie. And
she disappears in the book.
Bev's,
in the movie,
Bev's husband... Her abusive
that asshole.
Asshole. He's a major character. He's a villain in the book as well.
Really?
He chases her to Derry and dies. He meets his fate there as well.
That would have been good.
So it's interesting that they introduce that just enough to show that this is the context that they're in, but then they never follow through on it.
Well,
so it creates this really interesting thing in the book. Bill and Bev still have a connection, but his wife is on the scene. Whereas here, like, I completely forgot that he was married when he kissed her.
Yes.
I'm like, oh.
Oh, so did I.
Yeah.
I totally did as well.
So that just...
Because I wanted to...
Like, hang on a sec. Bill's about to cheat on his wife, so he's not such a good bloke anymore.
I completely forgot about that. You know why? Because they're not that well fleshed out now. Or, like I said, we're more concerned with them as children than we are with them now.
Well, in some ways, the film, you could argue, it almost does itself a disservice by continually flashing back to the kids. Now, and the great question that we had walking out, the one thing we did discuss is, did they shoot those scenes with the kids immediately thereafter? Even though at that stage, second film wasn't greenlit.
Yeah. Do you have any intel on that?
I meant to look it up and I didn't. I'm sorry.
Okay. I read something. I didn't really look at it. I just read somewhere that someone said that they did face like the Marvel shit on those kids. Like,
really?
Yeah. It would be weird.
Well, I did say to you, the first scene when they were in the bunker in their underground little base that they built, I thought they looked funny and strange.
Yes.
But the further on the film went, the better they looked.
Yes.
Then I went, no, I must have been seeing
things. No, they fooled me too. If they've done that, first of all, you know what? Now that I think about it, if you're shooting It in Volume 1 and you're like, okay, I need all these like 200 pickups that we might use in the next movie.
Well, did they just shoot all those scenes in case?
It's very hard to shoot those scenes and then have new actors be imposed over them and make it work. I reckon I just don't think they thought that far ahead.
Wow, it seems...
You'd have to literally have a screenplay for the next movie and a director blocking for the next movie.
That's true, you're right. And Finn Wolfhard?
Yeah.
As the example, we've seen how much he's aged in 2 years on Stranger Things.
Yeah. So and they didn't look quite the same, if you ask me.
Ben was the one that looked funny, really funny to me.
Girl looked the same.
Yeah,
Ben. I don't know.
So not good reviewing. We probably should have checked that before we talked about it.
But that was cool, though. It was definitely good enough. I think the execution of that like technical stuff is really, really good.
But I think it harms the film in a way. Both it pads out the runtime.
Mm. Oh, God. Let's talk about the runtime.
Okay, let's get to the second act where... Each of the losers goes off on their own journey to find this meaningful element that they're going to use in this ritual of Chud.
When that happened, I was like, fuck. Because once they separate in Derry, this movie grinds to a halt. And it reminds me of fucking that shitty Zack Snyder movie with the girls and the...
Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch. Because what happens in there is that you know from the start that, or from the beginning of it, that they have to go through this many trials. Because there's five or six or however many kids there are, I now know in this part in the movie
we got
six of these bullshit scenes and each of them fucking aren't, they're not that good. And it's not obvious what the artifact is.
A couple of them are okay, and you're right, though, the artifact isn't really emphasized.
Is it his bag? Is it the fucking thing?
Yeah. Speaking of those individual scenes, so Bill's scene features Stephen King.
Yes.
Who cameos in the film, so he must have been okay with all the meta jokes about his ending sucking balls. Because, by the way, most people think the ending of the It novel, it sucks as well.
What is it? How does it end?
Similar to the film here, but there's a lot more made about the ritual and the things that they put in. And
really?
The connection to all these other universes and the Dark Tower and all that kind of shit.
That's right. He's got that universe with the fucking balls and shit. Yeah, okay.
The dead lights and blah, blah, blah. So look, it has been a long time since I've read the book, so I don't want to offend big fans of it by talking about it too much. Just the bits I remember I'm commenting on. The end of the film, I like the way they defeat him, but upon reflection, it's exactly what they do in the first one. So except for crushing his heart.
I was just trying to remember
why this time did his heart come out after they beat him and don't believe he's scary anymore?
Yeah.
But last time they did exactly the same thing, but he didn't stop and melt down to nothing, his heart pop out. Like, where's the consistency?
None of it works. Like, none of that shit works. And also the whole, we'll think of making him small and then he becomes small and then we'll fuck him up, right? Is that what they did in the first one?
Well, the first one, they basically said, we're not scared of you anymore. And they started beating on him, wailing on him. And they did beat him to a pulp. And then he crawled back down the well and disappeared.
Yeah, so this makes the ritual basically not worthwhile. Almost.
Well, almost. Almost, right? What did the ritual do?
It made the lights, the balls
the
come
dead
out.
Lights and whatever.
You know, maybe that allowed them to then grab his heart, which I don't know. I'm working for the movie here. Like, I'm actually trying to be kind to it because I was checked out already. Last thing, you just get fucking on with it.
Okay. Yeah. You hit it well because I thought you liked this more than you're saying. But yeah, there's a lot of problems. I'm disappointed.
So it's because I'm in love with Jessica Chastain. That's pretty much what kept me there.
Compared to the first one, it's just like the first one's four and a half stars for me. I could probably go as high as 4.5 stars.
I don't balk at that. That's kind of...
Are we at final scores then? Is there anything else you
want to
say?
Yeah, but I want you to go first.
All right. Well, as much as I've now spent a lot of time saying disappointed, I did still like it. As in a year which has been so poor, this film, at least it's very well made. It looks very good. Apart from the, I mentioned before, the CGI sequence in the restaurant when the things are popping out of the fortune cookies. That looked terrible.
That was shit.
That was terrible. Other than that, though, the creatures and the like are pretty good in the other scenes, especially when they're in the dark. You know, and as we all understand, dark and CGI goes together much better than bright light and CGI, which is what happens in this restaurant scene. Overall, I'm giving this a 3-star, basically a 61.
Wow.
It's a pass. I expected so much more.
Yeah. Okay.
I wanted an 80. And for me, it's an exponential climb from 40 to 60 to 80. It's an exponential increase rather than...
Hey, 60 is fucking good for you.
Solid. It's okay. Like I said, but I'm still disappointed. I'm in that cross of... I need to see it again to decide whether it's a 65 film or a 55 film. You know what I mean?
Okay. My score is 39.
Whoa!
Yeah. Once you bore me in a film and make me dread wanting to keep watching it, i.e. the characters splitting up, you're gone. You're done.
In fact, I think it's now official. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to request Wayne during the week record his own version of this thing.
I'm not doing that shit. Fuck you.
I'm Megatron. Tremble before me, terrible films and television shows.
What a pile of shit. I'll never do that.
You do your own version because you need it. You've been more negative than me this year, motherfucker.
It's a piece of shit. Right? You like it because it's a horror movie. All right, that's it. If this was any other kind of movie with this kind of fashion...
Is this in your bottom 10 of the year then?
I don't know. I don't fucking think like you. Probably.
Wow.
Yeah. This is...
Wow-wee.
Yeah, I had no good times at all in this movie, and I know that's not the point, but I don't give a fuck. Horror movies can suck my dick. So,
bitch, please.
Yeah, and it would have... See, the first one, really, really good, even though I didn't like it. This one...
Stop
really,
saying...
Really, really bad, even though I didn't
like it. And you did like it as a horror film.
No, you can.
It's in your top 10 films. You can appreciate
something is good without liking it.
You're an idiot.
I can tell. I've done this many times with women. So.
And on that sexist note, you can find us at the Countdown PC. You can hit up Wayne with your hate mail or hate messages on Twitter at Wayne Aruzu.
They all get it. They get it.
You can give us some feedback on the show at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, our Australian website, ccradio.com.au. You can check out the other great shows as part of the CC Radio Network. We're also on Podbean. We have a Patreon if you want lots of extra material, patreon.com/thecountdownPC.
Sure.
Let's roll with that. Links in the show notes. And indeed, a Facebook listening community where we communicate with a whole bunch, lots and lots of excellent peoples who riff about the show and talk about other movie and TV related things.
Oh, it's
check
a jam.
Out that link in the show notes as well. That is it for our feature review of Itch Chapter 2. A disappointment for me. Apparently, worse than an enema for Wayne.
Bit of a fart. A wet one.
My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been, sadly, the soundboard.
Couldn't agree more.
Catch you next week.
See you guys.